www.harunyahya.com. Speaking through trust in Allah. When they are in trouble and need help, or want to obtain something for themselves, the ignorant seek a solution in what they consider to be the power sources of this world. Some hope for help from influential friends, some from people with wealth, repute, or authority. They forget that all these people are impotent creatures acting under Allah's control, and therefore, because this they forget, they try to ingratiate themselves to them. In fact, there is only one power that can bring about good or ill for a person, and that is Allah. Muslims know this truth. For this reason, at all times they speak with the expectance of help and support from Allah, and aiming to earn only His approval. Even though they may be in need, or in trouble, or difficulty, they know that only Allah can alleviate such circumstances, and that He is the only one who can aid them. Therefore, believers encourage one another to turn to Allah, and put their trust in Him when faced with difficulty. For the Quran says, "If Allah helps you, no one can vanquish you. If He forsakes you, who can help you after that?" So the believers should put their trust in Allah. In addition, the faithful speak in the knowledge that Allah is always at their side, and that without Allah's permission, no one and nothing can do them harm. In accordance with that which was stipulated of the following, Allah will certainly help those who help Him. Even at the worst and most critical or most life-threatening moments, they believe there are blessings in what they are experiencing, and make light of this truth so others around them, as the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam said, according to this verse of the Quran, "In Him I put my trust, and let all those who put their trust put it in Him alone." At no time do they use the manner of speech of one gripped irrationally by fear, panic, and hopelessness. They speak in a calm and measured way. They know that losing hope in Allah is a characteristic of those unable to understand the subtleties of faith, because they are aware that everything occurs through Allah's will, and in accordance with Allah's wisdom, and they do not give way to false concern in time of difficulties. They speak in the knowledge that Allah will do what is best for them. We are told in the following verse of the Quran that Allah certainly helps those who help Him. You who believe, remember Allah's blessing to you when certain people were on the verge of raising their hands against you, and He held their hands back from you. Heed Allah. The believers should put their trust in Allah. A number of examples are given in the Quran of the faithful speech of the believers. For example, when the children of Israel were trapped between the sea and the Pharaoh's army, while others who fell into disbelief and were plunged in despair and fear were saying, "We are doomed," the words of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam were to this effect, "Never, our Allah is with us." We are informed in the Quran of the way the Prophet Musa alayhi salam's speech reflected his trust in Allah. So they, Pharaoh and his army, pursued them towards the east. And when the two hosts came into sight of one another, Musa's companions said, "We will surely be overtaken." He said, "Never. My Lord is with me, and He will guide me." Confronted with this dilemma, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam relied and depended solely upon Allah, inviting those around them to do the same. Allah told the Prophet Musa alayhi salam to strike the sea with his staff, and when he did so, it parted in two, providing safe passage for the children of Israel. As for the Pharaoh and his army, they were all drowned. This episode is an example of the assistance given by our Lord to those who take Him as their guardian and rely solely on Him. As is the case with the story of the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, from every word of the faithful, it can be recognized that they fear nothing and no one but Allah, trusting only in Him. In a verse of the Quran, we are informed that the faithful, when threatened with the statement, "The people have gathered against you, so fear them," expressed their trust in Allah by saying, "Allah is enough for us and the best of guardians." Those to whom people said, "The people have gathered against you, so fear them," but that merely increased their faith, and they said, "Allah is enough for us, and He is the best of guardians." Not interrupting and speaking calmly. Muslims approach each experience throughout the day with the question, "How should I behave to earn the approval of Allah?" One way of behaving in a way which is hoped will earn Allah's approval is listening politely to a person without interrupting. This shows respect for the speaker and what he or she is saying. In contrast, in places where the morality of the Quran is not adhered to, turning a deaf ear to the speaker, not properly listening to one another, arguing simultaneously and speaking louder than the opponent are commonplace. In particular, on television talk shows, such examples are quite frequent. Even those who are experts in their own specific fields may at times show forth behavior which is fundamentally impolite and disrespectful. Instead of benefiting from what others have to say, these people try to arrogantly to make their own words heard and accepted. As for Muslims, they are not swayed by aims of the lower self, such as to bring attention to themselves, to be in the limelight, or have the last word. Because of this, their way of speaking is measured and calm. By reason of the courtesy which arises from the morality of the Quran, they always acknowledge one another, try to benefit as far as possible from what others are saying, and avoid behaving ignorantly. Another defining characteristic of those who are far from the morality of the Quran is the tone of their voice. To feign that they are in right, to intimidate the other person, or win the argument by forcing the other to surrender, they speak very loudly. Allah advises Muslims of this matter in the Quran by relating the advice given by the Prophet Luqman alayhi salam to his son. "Be moderate in your tread and lower your voice. The most hateful of voices is the donkey's bray."